Hello there, this is the Beluga Tunes podcast, Andy here. Thank you so much for deciding to listen to this. And this is where I tell you what's going to happen. I should probably do this after the fact, but I'm here now, so I'm going to just go ahead and say there is a 6-minute shout out. New listeners, let me just tell you what that's about. Each week I like to shine a spotlight on someone else's podcast or literally anything out there that I think is worth checking out. So it could be a podcast, but it could be something on Instagram or YouTube. It could be a webcomic. Those are some examples of things that I have talked about for that segment. I'm not going to reveal what the what this week's one is going to be just yet. You have to just wait and see. And after that, I'm going to be talking about Saving Mr. Banks, because every week I do this randomly selected movie and of which I talk about. That's Podflix. That's what I call that segment. This week it's Saving Mr. Banks. Just listen and listen to this. I don't know how I'm putting this together. That's coming up. You'll hear my thoughts on that particular film, and you'll also get to hear me reveal what the next film is going to be. And I'm going to actually make sure it's one that I can get hold of, because, yeah, I wasn't going to do Saving Mr. Banks originally, because I went to the Suggest Me Movie website, because I like it to be random. I like it to be something that I'm not prepared for, necessarily. Last week I picked out a film which turned out to be quite difficult to get hold of. Like, you can own it, but I like to make sure it's one that I can just rent, so I'm just doing it as a one-off. I will choose a new one this week, and again, I'll be a bit more careful. Also, I'm going to do Chapter 21 of The Infinity Express. This is an ongoing story that I've been writing for what must be over 21 weeks now. Seeing as there's a number of chapters, I'm all I'm doing really is it's nothing grand. It's just it's an exercise. I'm again using a website where I get random prompts, and so I just have it select 8 random words, and then I have to put together a chapter out of those words. And it's all been really random and nonsensical, and it's been a lot of fun for me, at least. But yeah, you'll get to hear me create Chapter 21. I haven't written anything yet, so you're going to hear me do that. And that's pretty much it. That's what I'm doing for this podcast. Okay, away we go.
I shall have a birthday.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It is now time for the 6-minute shout out. So let's spin that internet wheel. There it goes. It's a huge wheel and has lots of stuff on there. It's going to land on something for me to talk about, basically. Wow, there's so many websites on that wheel. There's a lot of stuff on there. Well, it's coming to a stop, and it has landed on Drawfee the Musical. I can't remember actually if I've actually talked about Drawfee on this podcast before, but anyway, I'm a big fan because I like to draw stuff. But yeah, I've been watching a lot of their videos recently, and yeah, just less than a week ago, as I'm recording this, they did a special live episode. And yeah, it was basically a musical. And it's funny because, excuse me, ordinarily this wouldn't be the type of thing that I would need to play a clip for, because mostly what you see on Drawfee is two guys having a go at just drawing stuff. And yeah, it's pretty basic. But for this one, to make it special, they invited Brentalfloss to join them on stage while they do their episode in front of an audience. So what they were drawing was being projected on a screen in the back. But they had this idea that using random prompts, they would come up with characters that would be in this musical. And Brent would spend time coming up with songs that that he would imagine these characters would sing. And it's a lot of fun. It's definitely worth having a look at. I am going to play a clip because I want to give you an idea of the type of songs he came up with. And bear in mind, this is kind of improvised. It's he basically writes the songs while the artists are working on these drawings. So I'm going to play the clip of Brentalfloss providing musical accompaniment to the drawings that they're doing in this episode.
So everything right. Is shifted now.
Yeah, we've got some large mushrooms. Oh, here we go. Okay, I'll just fill these in and shut up.
All right. I may have bit off more than I can chew in this canoe.
Oh. You're already rhyming, dude. You're on a
All
good
right.
start. Go for
here
it.
Here we go. As an eldritch cocker spaniel, my life is kind of tough. You thought I was gonna say rough, but I'm too Lovecraftian for that charm. I don't ask much from the universe. I just wanna hold a wooden oar in my horrible tentacle arm. I wanna be the ro-ho-or. What is it? Just kidding. The ro-ho-horror. The ro-ho-horror. If you see the goddess of canoes, will you please implore her?
Yeah, I had a great laugh when I watched it for the first time. I wasn't actually watching it live because I don't know, it might have been a inconvenient time for me as I'm in a different time zone, but it does give you a great idea of what you can do with these live streams in a way. I mean, like, I'm obviously limited to, like, if you've ever seen my live streams, that's kind of the extent of what I can do at the moment, because, you know, I don't have the best kit. I don't really I don't know people who do this stuff, and it can cost a lot of money if you want to do something at this level. But I love that they really went to town with this production, because it was a very neat kind of creation. It works really well, and again, it's just so impressive to see people do stuff that's very spontaneous, because they were just given, you know, handed these ideas, and they made something really entertaining out of it. So yeah, this is all on the Drawfee channel. And yeah, is there anything else I need to say? Because some of you may be aware that I recently started a little series called Keep Drawing and Nobody Explodes. And a lot of that was inspired by Drawfee, because the thing that they do a lot of is trying to draw something that they're not entirely sure what it's supposed to look like, comparing it to the real thing afterwards and seeing what details I managed to get right and whatever. So but you know, it's thanks to Drawfee, basically. You have them to thank. And yeah, I'm just I think this is one of my favourite videos from them, the musical. Yeah, Drawfee the musical. That's that's what I'm suggesting you all go and take a look at if you haven't already. So yeah, find it on YouTube.
Don't put this on your tape. Don't put this on your tape.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Tape, whatever you do, don't put this on your tape.
Now, you don't intend for this film to be a musical.
I absolutely do.
No.
No.
No. Mr. Disney, Mary Poppins does not sing.
Yes, she does.
When?
In your books.
No, those aren't songs. They're recitations. But she's not a giddy woman. She doesn't jig about. I mean, singing is frivolous. It's wholly unnecessary. And a governess, an educatress. No, it would simply ruin it. I won't have her turned into one of your silly cartoons.
Now, Pam... I want you to know the last thing I would do, the very last thing, is tarnish a story I have cherished. Now, the pages of your books are worn to tissue. They are dog-eared and fallen out because I pored over them, gripped and tormented, because I love her, Pam. I love Mary Poppins. And you've got to share her with me. And nothing happens without you say so.
Quite right.
Author P.L. Travers reflects on her childhood after reluctantly meeting with Walt Disney, who seeks to adapt her Mary Poppins books for the big screen. Wow, yeah. Tom Hanks, Emma Thompson, need I say more? This was Saving Mr. Banks from 2013, and this is replacing The Walk. I'm actually not going to talk about that one, because I just couldn't find it, basically. And I'm just looking at the poster that they did for this film, with Tom Hanks as Walt Disney and Emma Thompson as P.L. Travers. And when you look at their shadows are of Mickey Mouse and Mary Poppins. And I don't know, something about that image, I keep forgetting that detail is there. Because I do own this film on DVD. It's also on Netflix. So if you've got Netflix and you haven't seen this film yet, I'm recommending it right now. Yeah, I thought I'd go for one of my, shall we say, preferred films. And the thing is, I should say, this is another one of those films, like I did with Ray, I don't really know how much of it is actually true or not, because I wasn't there at the time. So from what I've heard, a lot of it was fabricated. So yeah, and I think it does actually beg the question, should we be more aware of the actual story? Because as many of you will probably, many of you, you might be aware that I'm a big fan of Mary Poppins, because I talked about that on this podcast, I think about 2 years ago now, about when I was, it was you know, in the first year that I was doing this this segment for the podcast. But yeah, I've always loved it, and I feel like I love it even more the older I get. So it's almost heartbreaking to watch a film like this that does make it clear that P.L. Travers was simply not happy with this whole thing. And they do sugarcoat it. They do... they give you the impression that Mrs. Travers warms to the whole Disney vibe, I suppose. But even that is a little bit debatable. I think I remember Mark Kermode commenting on how, in the scene where she's watching the film at the premiere, they kind of make it ambiguous as to whether she feels like this is a good thing, because it does start to make her think about her childhood again. And yeah, I actually don't know. I think one thing that is worth mentioning, and this isn't my own thought really, because once again, you know, Doug Walker got in there before I did. I remember him saying, they didn't exactly make Walt Disney look like a complete saint in this film, and they could have, because this is actually a Disney movie. But they didn't. They didn't make him look like a complete saint. They made you understand this character, because I feel like, as it's well documented, what these two people were really like publicly, then I suppose you could say they made up as much stuff about him as, you know, there is a sense of, oh dear, obviously they don't want you to hate him. But it is surprising how a good example is the fact that he decides not to send Mrs. Travers an invite to the premiere. And at first, she doesn't seem to care that much, but there's a great line when someone says to her, Mary Poppins wouldn't stand for this. And then just like that, she's heading off to Los Angeles again. And I really like that. I think that's a great... It moves at a very quick pace, but in a good way. Again, it works really well. This is another one of those things. I just feel like it works, so I'm happy. And yeah, I think I could talk about this for ages, but I really should start thinking about the next film. So give me a second. Our Idiot Brother 2011. That's the film that I will be talking about in the next episode. What will I think of that one? We'll just have to wait and see.
It's good for the kids if it's good for the adults!
Hi, we're here on the street asking people about the Fump. Excuse me, sir, do you know what the Fump is?
The what?
The Fump. F-U-M-P.
Oh, I don't know. But it doesn't sound appetizing. I don't want any.
Isn't that the sound a groundhog makes when you run over it with your car?
No. Can you tell me what the Fump is?
Is it the enemy in the next Spider-Man movie?
I don't think so.
A clean-burning car that runs on pancakes?
What?
Isn't that the stuff the Nutty Professor invented?
No, that's flubber. The Fump. What is the Fump?
Ooh, it's a dog. I think it's half Great Dane, half Chihuahua.
Is that even possible?
Sounds like something you get from a cheap hooker.
Oh, come on, no. Doesn't anyone around here know what the Fump is?
I do, but I'm a paid announcer with a script in front of me that explains it.
Fine, fine. Go do your thing.
The Fump is the Funny Music Project. It's a website where comedy musicians post funny songs and parodies. New songs are uploaded every Tuesday and Friday. The songs are available for free download from thefump.com or automatically via our podcast feed. The Fump features some of the biggest names in comedy music from the Dr. Demento Show, including the great Luke Ski, Robert London Spav, Devo Spice, Worm Quartet, Rob Balder, Possible Oscar, Tom Smith, Raymond and Scum, Power Salad, Bob Ricci, Carla Ulbrich, Steve Goody, Paul and Storm, and Jonathan Colton. High-quality downloads and compilation CDs are also available. Find us at www.thefump.com or look us up on iTunes. And for behind-the-scenes discussions on the songs posted to The Fump, listen to the Funny Music Podcast.
Thank you. See, people? Was that so hard?
So it is something you get from a cheap hooker. Look, the one I was with last Friday sold me a copy of the Volume 10 compilation CD.
Ugh, I quit. I'm going home.
The Fump. It's not something you get from a cheap hooker. Usually.
So yeah, you're about to hear me write this new chapter of the Infinity Express. So far, Suzette has befriended one of the otters and named him Robin. Robin is up to mischief. The otters seem to like Tabitha. It doesn't seem like she's particularly happy about them. She's making it clear now that she doesn't really care. She wants to just go home, and she's telling them to just build a home for the otters or something. She's not bothered. Robin has eaten too many dry roasted peanuts. I don't know what that has to do with anything. I just ended up writing that because roasted was one of the words that I had. So that gives you an idea of the kind of wackiness that's taking place in this story, and I'm going to try and move it on from there using the following 8 words. Here they are: agreement, wet, noiseless, gruesome, bury, so I forgot for a minute there how I pronounce those words, turkey, unlock, and zealous. Okay, I finished writing it, and it's as weird as ever. So here we go. Chapter 1 of the Infinity Express. Are we all in agreement of what to do with the otters? Asks Shane. Robin's all wet, yells Suzette as she retrieves him from the lobster tank. Well, duh, replies Becky. Otters do sort of have a thing for water, you know. Desperate to get back to her noiseless mansion, Tabitha reaches for the doorknob, only to see Teresa push through to block her way. Please take an otter, she yells at Tabitha. Their fate will be most gruesome if you don't help them. Tabitha sighs. Normally her way of helping people is to completely bury them in money and expect them to solve their own problems. However, Teresa's passion for helping these animals is beginning to have an effect on her. Tell you what, says Tabitha. I'll take them home with me today and hopefully they'll have a proper home by tomorrow. Otherwise, they're out on the streets. Please just let me get to my car. Teresa smiles, pushes one of the otters into Tabitha's arms. The rest of the otters eagerly scurry over to her. They all head to Tabitha's Rolls Royce. Just then, a young lady in a turkey costume walks past and waves at Tabitha. No, I'm sorry, just please, no, says Tabitha. I've had enough madness for one day. The turkey enters the building and walks up to Teresa. Teresa looks at her in a rather confused manner. May I help you? I'm Nicole, she replies. I'm here for the charity auction thing. Did we hire a turkey for this event? Teresa asks Becky. Well, I didn't, Becky replies. All I did was unlock the otter cage so they could run around during Lady Gumball's speech. Great, mutters Teresa. Now we've disappointed 2 people today. Hey, don't worry about it, smiles Nicole. I'm used to disappointment. This one time I had to make an appearance at a rally for a bunch of extreme zealous nutjobs. Didn't realise it until I was in my guinea pig costume. Okay, well, no harm done, says Teresa. I still want paying, says Nicole. So there you go. That's the end of chapter 21. join me in the next episode where I'll be writing chapter 22.
What's red and smells like blue paint?
Red paint.
Yep, now you're getting it.
Well, the time has very nearly come for me to send you all on your merry way. And I'm just going to read a list. These are the clips that I played this week. They were from Community, Weird Al, Drawfee, Pete Moore, Saving Mr. Banks, JonTron, and Game Grumps. And I did have an extra one. This is the one that I didn't use. This is from Kidicarus.
That's how we do it in my garden.
I have played it before. So yeah, that was Kidicarus. That's out of the way now. Just wanted to give credit to those sources. Yeah, in the next episode, I'm going to be talking about My Idiot Brother. Not literally my brother. The movie, Our Idiot Brother. Yeah, it's called Our Idiot Brother. I wasn't talking about my real brother. It's a film called Our Idiot Brother from 2011 with Paul Rudd. I've never seen it before, so... by the time you hear the next episode, I will have seen it. So join me for that. My website is belugatoons.com, BELUGATOONS. My Redbubble store is belugatoons.redbubble.com. Go there to find t-shirts and all sorts of merch and all sorts of things. My Twitter is @BelugaToons, and also @BelugaToonsPod is where you go to see podcast related tweets and everything. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, Acast, and Stitcher, I believe. Yeah, those three. At some point we're going to do more Video Gaga. I don't know when. Me and This Is Ready Made, we intend to continue that. We're making plans for season 2. It's just not clear yet when we're going to start work on that. And we do, you know, it's all part of the plan right now. We're hoping to do more episodes. So I think that's all I needed to talk about. Thank you ever so much for being here. Thank you for deciding to listen to this episode. Do take care, everybody. And bye-bye.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.